Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page is here with us. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden. Our thought for the day today comes from Helen Keller. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars or sailed to an uncharted land or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. No pessimist.
Think about that.
Ever discovered the secrets of the stars. Here's a woman who couldn't see, most optimistic person. You read some of the things that she was responsible for thinking, and it's just amazing.
We'll never find it. Oh, hey, look, there it is.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay. There are there are lots of things going on today, as are the cases most days, the plural here. The situation in North Korea with Il Jong Fung Hu Yu.
Kim Jong Un.
Who then.
Kim ATU.
I like to refer to him as my buddy Kim Jong Ding Dong.
Yes, King.
Kim Jong Ding Dong.
So apparently he executed one of the members of his cabinet, and the cabinet minister of defense
Must have been Tuesday.
Yeah. Listen to this. Yeah. The guy, the cabinet member, fell asleep during a meeting with the leader of North Korea and was summarily executed.
How dare you fall asleep during my almighty speech?
Bam. That was it, pretty much. That's what happened. Yep. Unless, Molly, you can add something to that.
Well, he was killed by anti-aircraft gunfire with hundreds of people watching at a shooting range at a military academy.
Now, that's how
So he became target practice.
That's how we should handle the death penalty in this country.
Yes, it wasn't subtle. It wasn't like they just poisoned him. You want to sleep? Here, sleep. No, this was kind of,
They tied
I'm glad
to a
you're
big
not so
bullseye.
Harsh.
Yeah. Done.
Wow.
So there you go, boy. Just stay away. Can you imagine we adopted that here, though, as Richie and Kenny were just suggesting?
We just take all the people on death row and we put them on that beach where they have weapons target tests.
Down in along the 5, Kenny, right? Far from you at
San Diego?
Yeah. No,
turned it into a reality show.
What a better place to leave.
What's the name of that base?
Pendleton,
that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always target practice. You drive up the 5 back and forth between San Diego and Los Angeles. The only place where there's no population is that base, and you can see them. It's one of the great things is, I saw this happen once. They have tanks on one side of the road firing at stuff on the other side of the road. And meanwhile, the 5 is one of the busiest highways in the country. They're doing target practice from one side of the road to the other. On the beach or whatever was there. I don't think there's ever been anything that happened, but I always have found that amusing.
Kim Jong, I'm looking at pictures of him now. He looks like a character straight out of out of a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah. All right. Just a quick mention, because Richie hasn't had his chance with this yet. The police officer suing Starbucks because he got burned for $750,000, lost his case yesterday. He focused on his medical condition. His shrink testified that he had difficulty controlling anxiety, experienced depression, had to have surgery related to Crohn's disease, and he struggled to stop taking anti-anxiety drugs because he had coffee spilled in his lap.
Well, and spilled the coffee in his lap.
He spilled the coffee in his lap. So he wasn't able to convince a judge that he had a case. I'm shocked.
You know, we all remember back to the McDonald's case where the woman spilled the hot coffee in her lap and she got $600,000. She hit the lottery.
But wasn't that reversed?
Was it?
No. I thought it.
What? She just had, she spilled the coffee or it got spilled on her when it came out of the window, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, but I thought the judgment, the settlement.
Oh, yeah. She got plenty of dough out of it. Oh, yeah.
But she didn't get the whole thing. I think it was downgraded.
She got a good payday out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good payday.
All of these people should be on that beach as well.
Mm-hmm. Put them all there.
And they should let Kim Jong Ding Dong press the button.
All right, we have very important material. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. We've posted a picture of zombie-like creatures mm-hmm. on Facebook that you, I think you came up with this, Molly, right?
I did. This is actually, should I tell them where it's from?
That'd be a good idea.
Okay. It's the new Louis Vuitton Cruise Collection. It's a fashion show mm-hmm. that was held in Palm Springs. And, yeah. And the reason I sent it to you guys is just because I am stunned at how more and more models look like zombies. And especially in this one. And the collection is basically, it's based, a lot of the fashion right now, based on Coachella. So it goes back to the 60s and the hippie era. But people were happy and free love and everything then. And now they're walking around just really, really looking constipated. And I was wondering if, you know, if others felt the same way. So it's posted and we do have a few comments. And I'm yeah. really curious to see what men and women think of the way models are looking these days.
Kenny, what are some of the posts?
Well, Margaret says they look like zombies.
They are.
And Jesse says right. they look more and more unhealthy. A woman ought to have some shape about her.
Yes. Thank
the women
you.
Pictured, the women pictured need to put some meat on them bones.
Yep, right. Give them a hamburger. Send them out for a hamburger. Okay. Shopping
By the
news.
Way.
Yes, Rich.
The woman's name was Liebeck in the McDonald's case.
Yeah.
She was originally awarded $2.7 million.
She ended
it was
up only
knocked
getting
down to $480,000 in punitive and $200,000 in yeah. compensatory.
I remember Thank you.
So right. she got $680 total.
All right. Consumers starting to spend again, spending differently. Restaurant sales, air travel, more money being spent there. Consumers opting to spend on experience and big ticket purchases, cars, pricey jewelry. The car average price for a new car is $34,000 now. And there are plenty of people who are spending $200-$300 on sweaters and good looking designer clothing. I don't know if that's just women or men. It says that people, but I think it's more women, isn't it?
Well, the New York Times...
Would you spend $200 on a sweater, Molly?
If someone else bought it, absolutely. Yeah.
Richie, what's the most expensive sweater you ever bought?
I don't wear sweaters, so I would say probably zero. Sweatshirts,
yeah, nah,
$65. Bucks.
Yeah. Kenny, what's the most expensive piece of clothing you ever bought?
I'm sure it would have been a jacket or raincoat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not while living here, but...
No, I mean, we don't need any
Ken,
of
how much did your average T-shirt you wear now cost?
Yeah,
in San Diego.
Uh-huh. Yeah, under $20.
There is a problem here in Massachusetts today. We've highlighted it in the From Today's Show section at DougStefan.com. The reminder that goes with this story is getting drunk and chasing bears, probably not a good idea. It did happen. North Adams, up in the northeast, northwest corner, the fellow, the spokesperson for the police department there said, quote, "We certainly don't need anybody going all Davy Crockett on us, chasing a bear in the woods drunk with a dull hatchet. Bad idea.
You gotta have a sharp hatchet.
Not
for that
going
job.
To end well." The hatchet man was taken into protective custody because he was drunk. There are a lot of bears now here in Massachusetts.
Protective custody. Why, the bears said no matter what, we're going to get this guy?
We're going to get that guy. Yes. He's on a list.
Okay, so this is what we do for state government. This is what poses for state government here in Massachusetts. The following tips were posted on the state website for bear sightings. Quote, if a bear is sighted, leave the animal alone. In most situations, if left alone, the bear will return to the forest on its own. Keep dogs under control, stay away from the bear, and advise others to do the same. Often a bear will climb a tree to avoid people. A gathering of people not only stresses the animal, but adds to the risk of having a bear chased out into the traffic or into a group of bystanders. So that's the story. Important information that we posted for you today. Getting drunk and chasing bears, strongly ill-advised, said the Massachusetts State Police.
I've got that in my notebook.
That's
things
good. Thank
not
you,
to
Richie.
Do.
Right. Today is National Limerick Day. This is the time of year when we celebrate the silly nonsense of amusing pieces of copy. There once was a woman from Nantucket and all of that. You know that story. There once was a man named Nation who worked for a radio station. Although he was tall, his hands were too small. We pause for station identification.
Oh, boy.
There once was a dog named Charlotte. And I could probably come up with something pretty cute, but I'd have a tear in my eye, and I don't want to have that. I had one earlier, Kenny. It was pretty good. It had something to do with poop. There once was a... What? Do you remember it? I'm trying to remember what the lines were. It actually wasn't bad for just coming off the top of my head.
Okay, moving along.
Well, never mind moving along. I once had a dog named Spot, and she came out of a pot. Into the road she ran, and we never saw her again. It's a loose...
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, so...
Clean limerick.
Oh, yeah, got to be clean. Yep.
You know when see the side, sir.
Yeah. Okay, what? I didn't say anything bad, did I?
No, you didn't. No. You also didn't have a limerick.
Eight. What do you mean?
You didn't finish it.
Well, I had time.
I once had a dog on a train, and it ran the other way. The end.
Did I win?
Where's my prize?
No, it would have to be like this. There once was a dog on the train, and she escaped into the rain. She fell on a stool and broke all the rules and thus never came back again.
Boy, that sucks.
How's that?
That's horrible.
I mean, that's right off the top of my head. What do you want for nothing?
No? Nipsey Russell, you ain't.
888. You think you're cute, huh?
Hey, 888-302-3685. Right. If you've never even heard of Nipsey Russell.
Yeah. 14 before the hour. TV report in a couple of minutes here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams, they're pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear. All dreams are harmless.
Good night all and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick? To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Older, pre-twin cam Harley-Davidsons are dirt cheap. Wrench got a 95 Fat Boy with $35,000 on the clock, asking $5,000 for a bike with no chain tensioners to worry about. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twin cam Harleys are prone to cam chain tensioner problems, which over time may necessitate an engine overhaul. Prior to 2000, almost all hogs were powered by 1340cc Evolution engines. The Evo employs a single cam with no cam chain tensioners. Don't wait till everybody on the block figures this out and goes looking for a clean Evo. $5,000. Using money to steal the bike. American Biker Minute. Your passports to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Bubble Shooter is Tetris with bubbles. It's pretty fun, but right in the middle of a game, an annoying pop-up asks if I want to upgrade.
What?
Bubble Shooter. Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean...
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green. Harrison with you. The Guardian newspaper of London is reporting that up in the Bolivian Andes Mountains, the Uruchapaya tribe's very existence is threatened by global warming. What was once a huge lake is now a cracked desert made of salt. Nothing seems to be growing there. The Chapaya Indians that have lived there for thousands of years are now thought to be the oldest surviving culture in all the Andes. The local river, now a trickle from global warming and the entire population no longer able to survive, the chief of the Uruchapaya tribe says that all used to be a water area with ducks and crabs and reeds. Now they have nothing to eat, he says. All their children have left, their people now perishing. Scientists say glaciers are melting and drought is spreading.
and for the Uruchapaya, they're now facing extinction. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. There was
57 channels. Hi, TV time on Good Day. The Live Nation folks are going to have the Music Awards on TBS and TNT. Live Nation Music Awards, Dick Clark Productions, Live Nation, that sort of thing. What makes this special, Kenny?
It's awards for live concert performances.
Is this something new?
Yes.
Okay.
I
like that. Jamie Lee Curtis says her reason for taking a role in the new horror comedy Scream Queens is simple. The show's creator called her. He called me on the phone. I picked it up. He said, I'm going to write a show for you. Please do it with me. And so the show is now starting to film in New Orleans. It's called, it's pretty much like American Horror Story over on FX, apparently. She plays the dean of a university. Her co-stars are a who's who of young Hollywood. Leah Michelle, Abigail Breslin, Nick Jonas. Wow, an interesting group. So this show is what a number. It's kind of like another zombie thing, right? The world is full of zombies for whatever the reason. Let's see here. AMC scheduling Mad Men. There's a big marathon. The series finale is coming up on May 13th. So they're going to present 91 episodes in a row before they do the final over at AMC. How do you like that? Are you big fans of that? I don't know that much about
it. No, I haven't seen it.
John Travolta. is going to be in the new TV show about O.J. Simpson's trial. Cuba Gooding Jr., David Swimmer, Sarah Paulson, starring in this true crime anthology series called American Crime Story. Season one will focus on the O.J. Simpson trial and the book by Jeffrey Toobin. And Travolta is supposed to be playing Robert Shapiro, Simpson's attorney. Gooding plays O.J. Simpson. Who's going to watch that? That'd be actually probably interesting. Sounds like an interesting show. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Selma Blair, according to Entertainment Weekly, she was in Legally Blonde, right?
If you say so.
Right. She's going to play the ex-wife of Robert Kardashian, OJ's attorney, in American Crime Story. So to bring that around. 51 after the hour on Good Day. Ah!